Pete Souza has a new book out today. He's the former White House photographer for President Obama, who's made a name for himself on Instagram, throwing shade at President Trump. In fact, that's the title of his book, Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents. Pete Souza joins us now to talk about it. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me on, Jeremy.
And when you left the White House, did you have any idea that you would become more part of the public conversation?
Not at all. It's it's just something that as the days and weeks and months went by in 2017, it became apparent that I had a voice where I needed to use it in a way just to demonstrate what is happening is not normal. And I thought I was able to do that on Instagram using my photographs and commentary.
And how did it start?
It started somewhat accidental. I had seen a picture of the new Oval Office like on January 21st or 22nd, and it was, you know, gold and ornate, and I thought it looked like a Saudi palace more than the Oval Office. So I posted a picture of President Obama with the red curtains behind him, and I wrote a caption that just said something like, kind of like the old curtains better. And I guess it was a double meaning in my mind, but I didn't know how people would react, whether they would get it. And in that very first post, someone said that I was throwing shade on the new president.
You didn't even know what that term meant.
I didn't even know what that term meant. After, you know, I started to post some more, and then I heard the term shade again, and I figured I better look it up.
You also posted when President Trump made a lot of news talking about how his inauguration crowd was the biggest in history, and a lot of people showed photographs to prove that that was not the case. You posted on January 21st, 2017, the biggest crowd in history was really on January 20th, 2009, huge in all caps with a picture of the National Mall with a lot of people on it.
I mean, a kind of picture says it all, right?
Right. In that case, maybe more than any other, that the picture was what proved what was true.
Yes.
Do you get any negative feedback on your Instagram feed?
A little bit. Very, very few, though. I mean, if you go through the commentary, there's very rarely is there negative feedback. And what's interesting to me is if there is, my Instagram followers have my back, and they end up commenting back to these people. Uh-huh. And they often point out to me people that they feel are just bots. Maybe, I don't know if they're Russian bots, but people trying to stir up trouble, not really interested in my Instagram feed, just in saying what they want to say.
In this book, you've got often either Trump tweets alongside your Instagram post or a news story alongside your Instagram post. There's one I'm looking at right here. President Trump said on May 6, 2017, the reason I'm staying in Bedminster, New Jersey, a beautiful community, is that staying in New York City is much more expensive and disruptive. Meetings, exclamation point. You wrote, stuck in meetings at Sunnylands in Rancho Mirage, California, 2016, and it's a picture of President Obama golfing.
Right. I mean, I don't understand why the President of the United States can't be honest. I mean, just say you're staying at Bedminster because you want to play golf. Mm. But to just lie about golf, I mean, it makes no sense to me. So that was sort of just a, you know, tongue-in-cheek poke, I guess.
What's the one that you're most proud of? That you're like, I can't believe I thought of that.
I crack myself up sometimes when I come up with just the right picture and the right comment. I guess, you know, Trump is always saying, you know, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. I don't know how many times he's written that in exclamation points and all caps in regard to the FBI investigation. And I found a picture of a young girl dressed as a witch at a Halloween party, and I think I wrote another kind of witch hunt. I have to admit that I cracked myself up on that one.
There's another one where you've got a picture of President Obama giving the State of the Union on the same theme of President Trump saying that he had more people at his inauguration. And he said 45.6 million people watched the State of the Union, his State of the Union, the highest number in history. Fox News beat every other network. And you, Instagram, 48 million people watched the 2010 State of the Union address on television, just saying.
Yeah, and that was one where it didn't sound right when I saw his tweet. And so I had to kind of look it up and verified it with two or three sources that, in fact, President Obama's it was a 2010 State of the Union was the largest in history.
It seems like there's another theme in here, which is that President Trump has gotten into a lot of high profile fights with world leaders. And when that happens, you show a photo of President Obama very happy with these other world leaders, having a nice conversation with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's been pretty easy to do. But especially, you know, you mentioned another one that I really liked that I cracked myself up over was when he started tweeting about Kim Jong-un and calling him Little Rocket Man and Rocket Man and, you know, my button's bigger than your button, all this kind of stuff. And I posted a picture of President Obama with Elton John.
I
said, there's only one Rocket Man.
Right. What does President Obama think of what you're doing?
You know, he didn't know I was doing a book because I didn't want people to think that I was doing this in cahoots with him or that he was going to have any input. I just saw him a week or so ago. And now that the book is actually printed, I told him that I was doing this book, and he just, you know, he didn't say that much about it.
Or at least that you can repeat to me on the air.
No, he really didn't say that much about it. I think he knows what I'm up to.
Do you have ownership of all the photos that you took when you were in the White House, or do you have to clear these by somebody else before you post them on Instagram?
No, these are all pictures that were previously made public during the administration, so they're considered public domain. So anybody can use them. There's another guy that has a book out of all Obama pictures, and they're all mine. But he's allowed to do that. So
what do you want to do next? Who do you want to photograph next? Or do you want to have a job like you had when you were taking pictures every day of President Obama, or do you want to do something else?
No, I want to do something else. That's sort of the theme of maybe my next project is trying to figure that out, a search for what kind of photography do I want to do. But I definitely want to do new photography, and I want to move away from at least U.S. politics for sure.
How come?
Because I don't think that I'll ever have the kind of situation that I had with President Obama where I had – a dynamic person to photograph every day, someone that I admired, someone who gave me incredible access. And I think I would just be frustrated trying to photograph politics when I know that I couldn't get that kind of access to someone else. At least I don't think I could. And I've never... You know, I sort of ended up as a political photographer. It was never something that I had aspired to do. Things just sort of happened because I took a right turn instead of a left turn. And so I want to sort of explore some other aspects of photography that I just don't get to do that much now.
Pete Souza, I have one more question for you. Everybody now takes pictures with their phone. You can tell when you look at a Pete Souza photograph that it's a really great photograph compared to what most of us are able to do, although some people are great amateur photographers. What is your one piece of advice that you give to people about how to take a better picture?
Oh, boy. One piece of advice. Can I give two?
Yeah, sure.
The lighting. Lighting is so important and people forget about that. So if you're going to do pictures when you're traveling around the country or the world, usually the early morning or late in the day, the last 2 hours of light is the best time, you know, to get good lighting in your photographs. The second thing is pay attention to how you're framing your picture. I mean, oftentimes if you're standing up and you kneel down, you're going to have a much better angle. Hmm. Or if you move 3 feet to the left or 3 feet to the right, it'll change your perspective in a much, better composition. I think people are just kind of blindly taking pictures and not really trying to compose it in an interesting way. So that's just some basic advice.
Free advice from Pete Souza, whose new book of Instagram posts about President Trump and Obama is called Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents. Pete Souza, great talking to you again. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy, for having me on.
And you can see some of the images we've been talking about at hereandnow.org. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man that think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse of hair alone. As he said, there's only one Rocket Man. This is Here and Now. And I think it's going to be a